The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the news show. Yes, you heard that correctly. I did say Wednesday. Yeah, I know. Normally, we don't have a show today. But if you look back, we didn't have one yesterday. Things got flipped around this week. In any case, it is the 15th of January, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Da-da-da! Yeah, we're a little late to the party here, but we're still going to tell you anyways, just in case you're still using Windows 7. Yeah, support ended yesterday. Yeah, it is now officially a dead end for Windows 7. All those lovely security updates, no more. So if you're still using Windows 7 as we speak, you're going to be opened up to all those lovely little viruses, malware, you know, all that good stuff. Now, you might remember last week we reported that Microsoft pretty much just says, just go buy a new PC. You know, just in case things aren't compatible when you upgrade. However, though, if you feel your PC is adequate enough, you still can upgrade for free, at least through a loophole, to Windows 10, even though Windows 10's supposed free upgrade ended way back in December of 2017. That is, of course, if you've got a legitimate copy of Windows 7 or 8.1. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, I'm just going to say Google is your friend. Speaking of Microsoft and Windows 10, there's a major freaking patch out there you need to do right now. And guess who found this vulnerability? The NSA. Yes, the USA's National Security Agency. They discovered this serious flaw in Windows 10 that could actually expose users to surveillance or serious data breaches, something that the NSA would know all too well. Kind of makes you wonder how they found it, too. Now, according to the NSA, the vulnerability affects Windows 10 and Windows Server 2016. That is until Microsoft releases their patch, which, by the way, yep, they've done that now. They've issued patches for Windows 10 and Windows Server 2016 and even 2019. So it is highly recommended that when you see those updates to install Windows users, Windows 10 users anyways, best be getting it done ASAP. Listen up, drone users around Heathrow, you know the drill now. No way you're getting your drone in a no-fly zone. Yes, new rules have now been enforced, and there's also a nifty new little technology system installed as well. It's actually there to detect unauthorized drones, which Heathrow is calling a one-of-a-kind counter-drone system. And it was actually designed specifically for Heathrow Airport. Now, in addition to actually detecting and tracking unauthorized drones, it will also locate drone pilots. Yeah, you on the ground. And if they do catch you, you're going to be facing up to about 5 years in prison. Now, those of you at home wondering, this new counter-drone system, would they be able to, like, shoot the drone out of the sky or disable it? Well, honestly, we don't really know yet if Heathrow's system includes a way to disable drones, but maybe keep your ears peeled if you live around Heathrow. If you start hearing, pew, 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 yeah, that may be the way they're disabling them. And finally, Apple's magnificent cheese grater, Mac Pro, now has a new rack-mounted version and is now available to order. Believe it or not, it actually only costs $500 more than the standard model out there. And those of you that forgot, that's $6,499 for the base price for the Mac Pro. Yeah, just add $500 on top of that and you can stick it in a rack. Now, from a specification perspective, the new rack Mac Pro, yeah, it's pretty much identical to the tower model. Same configuration options and even the same mouse and keyboard are included. Meaning, yes, if you want all the super bells and whistles and have refinanced your house twice, you can still get up to that lovely price tag of $53,899 to really soup up your Rack Mac Pro, with shipping starting early next month. A story and no one else is listening to you? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all of our wonderful podcasts. Check out our blog over there and so much more. And it's all powered up by those fine folks over at TSO Host. If you're looking for fantastic customer service and reliable web hosting, they are your go-to people. Check them out today at tsohost.com. Find us on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room, where more is always the merrier. So come visit us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely hump day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.